In this bulletin, the government's free childcare package to end next month, New Zealand now officially COVID-19 free, and in rugby, Tom Taylor dismissed by French club Po for leaving the country without permission. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyke. The federal government has announced its free childcare scheme will end on the 12th of July. The $1.6 billion package was introduced in April to support the sector after enrolment and attendance numbers plummeted. Education Minister Dan Tehan says as the economy reopens and children return to school, there's no longer a need for the government to fully subsidise childcare. He says childcare centres will also be subject to a transition period until September, where workers will be moved off JobKeeper.
What we've seen is demand grow and grow over the last few weeks so that we've needed to change the system. The system was designed for when demand was falling. Now we're seeing demand increasing.
Labor and the Greens have both criticised the decision. Labor's childcare spokeswoman Amanda Rishworth says many families won't be able to afford to pay for childcare, even with the reintroduction of the childcare subsidy.
This could well act as a handbrake on the economy. If women and families are not able to access affordable childcare, how are they going to get back to work? How are they going to actually participate in the economy? How are they going to actually be able to make ends meet?
The Minneapolis City Council has pledged to dismantle the police department as protests continue across the United States. The decision has been triggered by the death in custody of 46-year-old George Floyd, which has sparked international protests against police brutality and racism. Speaking at a rally in Minneapolis, Council President Lisa Bender says it plans to defund the city's police department and instead invest in community-led safety initiatives.
Our commitment is to do what's necessary to keep every single member of our community safe and to tell the truth. That the Minneapolis police are not doing that. Our commitment is to end our city's toxic relationship with the Minneapolis Police Department, to end policing as we know it, and to recreate systems of public safety that actually keep us safe.
Prison guards have fired tear gas on inmates in Sydney's Long Bay Jail after a fight broke out. It's unclear what caused the unrest, but inmates could be seen lying on the ground in an exercise yard, surrounded by officers in riot gear. Residents nearby in the suburb of Malabar have complained of burning eyes, noses and throats as a result of the tear gas wafting into their homes. A Corrective Services New South Wales spokeswoman says the incident is now under control. New Zealand is officially COVID-19 free after health authorities reported the recovery of the country's last confirmed case, as well as no new infections for the 17th straight day. The milestone comes as the country prepares to lift all coronavirus measures from Tuesday, barring border closure restrictions. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says public and private events will be able to be held without restrictions, retail and hospitality sectors will be able to operate normally, and all public transport will resume.
We are confident we have eliminated transmission of the virus in New Zealand for now, but elimination is not a point in time. It is a sustained effort. We almost certainly will see cases here again. And I do want to say that again. We will almost certainly see cases here again. And that is not a sign that we have failed. It is a reality of this virus.
Almost 300,000 tests have been carried out in New Zealand, where 1,504 people have contracted COVID-19 and 22 people died. To sport, French club Po has dismissed former All Blacks fly half Tom Taylor for leaving the country in March without permission. Taylor left France on the 17th of March, despite being asked to remain in the country in case the top 14 league resumed at short notice. The club says it was left with no option but to dismiss the 31-year-old. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, mostly sunny, 23. Adelaide, similar conditions, 14. Melbourne, sunny and 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 14. Canberra, morning fog, then mostly sunny and 13. Wollongong, a shower or two, 18. Sydney, similar conditions, 19. Newcastle, showers and 20. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, showers and 26. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.